Christmas time is here. Everybody knows.
Hello, everyone. Stu from Bonkers for Bourbon podcast. It is the season for food, family, and friends. Oh, yeah, and bourbon, of course. Join me on this series. I'll be doing 12 bourbon reviews for Christmas leading up to Christmas Eve. From my family to yours, Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
Now it's getting closer. I can't wait.
Merry Christmas out there. My name is Stu and I am Bonkers for Bourbon. Today is day 7 of our 12 bourbon reviews before Christmas. Day 7 brings yet another special one. Rare, going back all the way to 2013. What were you doing back in 2013? This review is going to be of Jim Beam Signature Craft 12-year-old bourbon. Let's get into it. All right, Jim Beam, a special one. So 2013, definitely been sitting for a little bit. I haven't seen any of these recently. I know they still come out periodically, but haven't seen this one on the store shelves. I have seen other members of this series. So, Jim Beam, the 12-year-old small batch, which is what I have here, was released in 2013 as a part of the Jim Beam Signature Craft series. That somewhat, the Overlooked series didn't really do all that well, included the Harvest Collection, a 12-year-old finished in Spanish brandy casks, the Quarter Cask Bourbon, and the Masterpiece finished in PX Sherry casks. The new Signature Craft series continue to come out periodically, and the old ones are either still in production or at least fairly available. But again, I did not see this particular expression that I have with me online at all. I did see the Harvest Collection. I saw the Spanish brandy cask one as well that you could get from Total Wine. This one, however, just the small batch 12-year, did not find. Back in 2013, it sold for around $60 or so. So I'm curious to see how this one stacks up. Now, don't get me wrong. I really do like some Jim Beam products. I like more of their higher-end products like the Booker's and the Little Book. The standard white label, nah, I could take it or leave it. So I am curious to try this one at 12 years, including the time spent from 2013, of course. Another 6 on top of that. So I have a glass poured. Let's get into it. I got a hefty glass on this fine Thursday here. Color-wise, again, a little bit on the lighter side, I would say, for being 12 years old. Medium amber, a little bit towards the lighter side. Let's get into the nose. Jim Beam Signature Craft. You know, I get a little bit of red fruit, and I get a lot of oak. To me, the nose is, well, reminiscent of standard Jim Beam white label. But heftier on the oak side. Which makes sense, it's 12 years old. Well, let's take a taste of this. You're drinking along with me, please cheers. I say be true to yourself, screw what other people think, and drink more. Cheers and Merry Christmas out there. You know, the initial offering is good. It's really quite pleasant, actually. Take another taste, because why not? Boy, I tell you what, the oak kind of hits you at the back end. Very oaky on the back end. But this to me is not over oaked, which I really like. And, you know, the red fruit is coming through in the very beginning. But what I'm really getting is I'm getting kind of this sweet maple kind of red fruit with a little bit of kind of like, yeah, almost like sweet corn as well, like a candy corn flavor. So I'm getting like red fruit, like sweet, like candy or candy corn-ish flavor with the oakiness starting up in the mid palate and crescendoing up into the end. Flavor-wise, it starts, you know, moderate beginning to middle and then starts to ramp up, especially on kind of the spiciness and oakiness towards the back end. But I do like this little sweetness that it does have, sticking to our taste. You know, it is almost like white label that's got some oomph to it. You know, it's definitely got a little bit more you know, kick and a little more depth of flavor than a typical Jim Beam white label has. It does have those same flavor profiles that white label has. I just think that they're more mature, and I am picking up just things I don't typically see in white label that maybe you just kind of gain from being in the barrel longer. So, really nice. You know, that sweet kind of candy corn is actually staying on the palate a little bit. So it actually finishes warm, the warming hug, but you're also getting that sweetness that's left on the tongue, which is quite pleasant, actually. So take that a taste. Yeah, really nice, Jim Beam. Really enjoyable, this one. Yeah, medium, mediocre, palate-wise, beginning to medium, crescendos up, oakiness, red fruit, sweet kind of candy corn. Not bad at all. I mean, obviously, okay, it's 2013. I really don't think you're going to be able to find this. If you do, I do say maybe give it a try, pick it up. Or find another bottle from this series that is available, like the Harvest Collection or the 12-year-old Spanish brandy cask. That'd be interesting. It's hard to put a value on it. I mean, I guess I'm going to go back to where if I were back in 2013 and there was a bottle of this for $60. I think that's not bad. I think this, for me, I would pay more along the lines of 40 for. So my value rating is going to be a B-. I think it's just a little overpriced, but I think everything's overpriced, you know, because you want to get a good deal. But I'm going to give it a B- for value. I still think it's okay value-wise if it was selling for $60. Flavor. You know, I'm impressed with the flavor. Kind of like, you know, Booker's is just on a level of its own, but kind of like other higher quality offerings that Jim Beam would probably offer, including like their bonded or their single barrel or something like that. This is up there, really, as being a really good, in my opinion, Jim Beam product. So my rating for flavor is going to be a B+. I don't think it's an A. B+, though, I think is fair. That's really good. Jim Beam product that is not Booker's or Little Book. So I say B+ for flavor, B- for value. Hey, what a nice little treat dating back to 2013. This has been fun. It's fun drinking 12 days in a row, at least. Albeit the reviews, but I get to, you know, still drink. Thursday. Friday's upon us. And I hope that you guys are taking off next week. Obviously, Christmas is coming. So Friday, hopefully your last work day. Imagine your office will be as empty as mine will be tomorrow. You know, get something done if you can, but wrap it up. Hope you get next week off. Remember, without bourbon, what's the point? Keep getting those bourbon gains. I'll see you in the next episode. That'd be day 8 of our Christmas series. Cheers and Merry Christmas out there.